On a rainy Wednesday, Tuttle Middle School principal Jay Strickland cracks open a window in his office to show off the brickwork on the 52-year-old building.
Too, you can see where they've, you know, they've tried to caulk and stuff, but again, I, for the longest time, I used to have a towel under this window.
But it's not just the principal's office. It's the whole school. Water comes in through the windows, through the roof, even up through the floor. Last year, workers had to jackhammer through the tiles in the main corridor to fix a leak. But Tuttle students and teachers won't have to live with rotting ceiling tiles and drip buckets much longer. In 2015, Crawfordsville will open a new middle school, paid for with a $35 million construction referendum that passed last spring.
It started in November, but,
Crawfordsville Superintendent Kathy Steele flips through her calendar as she traces the district's path towards referendum.
Our high school is 20 years old, so our high school is going off of the tax rate at this point in time.
Steele says timing was everything. If the district could sell the increase as tax neutral, voters would be more likely to approve a new school. The strategy worked. The referendum passed with nearly 80% of the vote. But of the 40 school districts that have asked taxpayers to approve building projects since 2008, only 16 have succeeded. Some districts have had to scale back their proposals after they failed at the ballot box. Fort Wayne Community Schools Superintendent Mark Giaquinta says that's exactly what happened when the district first asked voters to approve a levy increase.
And after that failed referendum, the board listened to the community. The community in Fort Wayne said, look, we want a scaled back plan. We want repair, not renovation.
Last spring, voters approved $119 million in building repairs at 36 of the district's schools, including major construction at Snyder High. Down in the boiler room, facilities manager Darren Hess points to rusting pipes and old ductwork flagged for replacement.
So we will get rid of these zone pumps, but I just wanted to show you on the zone pumps. This is one we had a major failure on last year, and we had to come in and do some temporary piping just to keep us up and going.
But the construction won't stop when the money is spent. The district plans to ask voters for another $120 million to renovate two other high schools once it starts paying down the current bonds. Superintendent Giaquinta says the plan is to continue pursuing construction referenda at a pace that keeps the tax rate constant.
We think we're using the mechanism that was established by the legislature to do major repairs.
Purdue agricultural economist Larry DeBoer studies school funding. He says it's too soon to tell if Indiana schools will be forced into a constant cycle of referenda to keep their facilities up to date. But if that's the case, he says it could lead to inequalities between school corporations.
And since the tax rate seems to matter, at least to some degree, as I said at the beginning, where the higher tax rate that you ask for, the less likely you are to pass. Well, one of the reasons that you have to ask for a higher tax rate is if your assessed value is low.
Fort Wayne is the state's largest school district. It only had to ask for a 14-cent levy to raise $119 million. But Crawfordsville had to ask for 65 cents to raise $35 million. And if you think smaller districts require less building maintenance, Superintendent Steele says, think again.
There's always a roof that needs to be repaired.
By the time the new middle school is built, the high school will be 25 years old. And, Steele says, probably in need of some upgrades. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.